This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study in which we've been engaged for the past several days on Christian commitment and the fact that it involves necessity. That in a very real sense we could say that commitment according to Christianity is spelled not C-O-M-M-I-T-M-E-N-T, but M-U-S-T, must. We have pointed out that Jesus said, as recorded in Luke 2, verse 49, that he must be about his Father's business. And further, we have noted in the study of the Bible that Christian commitment involves the necessity of sacrifice. You must sacrifice if you're to be faithful to Christ, and you must live a life of suffering if you're called upon to do it, to be hated, to be persecuted, even to die. And that living a life of Christian commitment involves the necessity of publishing abroad the kingdom, of preaching the gospel in life and in word, not merely some religious message, but the gospel. And we have begun the study last time of the fact that Christian commitment involves the necessity of love. And we pointed out that Jesus said the greatest commandment of all is that you love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You must believe in God and you must love him. Hebrews 11 and 6 and Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. But the second greatest commandment, Jesus said, is this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Again in Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40. Now, coming to the new point, we note in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, that we must love our families. Christian husbands and wives, in fact, every husband and wife, is taught with the Bible to love one another. Let's turn now to Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll begin reading with verse 22. The Lord Jesus Christ here, in using marriage to explain the relationship of himself to his church. The Apostle Paul here, guided by the Holy Spirit, has the following to say: wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And so, you see, we have the obligation of loving our families. Wives are to love their husbands, to submit themselves under his leadership, even as the church is Christ. And husbands are to love their wives, even as Christ loved the church and died on the cross for it. Any wife would be willing, surely, to submit herself to the leadership of any husband who loved herself as Christ loved the church. And so we are not only to love each other, that is, as husbands and wives, but parents are to love their children, and children are to love their parents. Notice in the first verse of chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then in verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So we must love God, we must love our neighbor, we must love our families, and we must love our enemies. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.